Chapter 4.
When Vistara looked over her shoulder, she saw only the fern and fungus jungle swallowing her path. When she paused to listen, she heard only the hammering of her own heart. When she pulled the hot, humid air through her nostrils and down into her heaving lungs, she smelled only the sour taint of her own fear. But she knew Ben Skywalker was behind her, just 20 or 30 meters down the slope. She could feel him, a fierce, fiery presence in the Force, clambering up the ridge behind her, tireless and determined and unforgiving. It was her own fault, of course. Vistara could have tossed a thermal detonator into the medbay as she locked Ben inside, or she could have taken a minute to sabotage the Shadow's fusion core before rushing away. But she had told herself that Ben was too quick and cunning to eliminate so easily, that trying to kill him would only decrease her chances of reaching Lord Talon with the news of ship's return. The truth was, she had simply not wanted to kill Ben. She had allowed her fondness to become weakness, and Vistara detested weakness, especially in herself. Continuing to bound up the ridge and drawing on the Force to combat her growing exhaustion, Vistara dared to glance back. She saw no sign of Ben, only a handful of fronds still fluttering in her wake. They would be still by the time he passed, and the thick undergrowth was perfect for an ambush. All she had to do was think of a way to negate his danger sense, or to overwhelm it. If she could find a circle of peroxispore or a break of acid feather, Ben would not know where the true threat lay. She would be able to camouflage herself nearby, and, even with one shoulder only half usable, remedy her mistake. Her father would never need to hear of her weakness, and neither would High Lord Talon. Resolved to find a good place for an ambush, Vistara turned her gaze up the slope again and found a large gray-green blossom hanging in front of her. It had no stamen or pistil, just a long tubular anther filled with a fine rust-colored pollen.
Ah, Shrak!
Vistara planted her heels and tried to whirl away, squeezing her eyes shut, but she was too late. There was already a spasm rolling up the anther, and a cloud of crimson pollen exploded into her face, filling her eyes with bright, stinging pain. Her vision blossomed into flame-colored blindness. Knowing that to remain motionless was to die, no doubt slowly and painfully, she continued her spin and Force leapt blindly away. Whether she had turned across the slope or down it, Vistara had no idea, and she was never going to find out. She was still in the air when she slammed into a snarl of vines and simply hung there, bouncing. Thinking she had just gotten tangled, she reached for her lightsaber, then felt a vine tighten around her wrist and pull it away from her body. She tried to jerk free, but the vine was secured to her sleeve by a potent, sweet-smelling resin. When she grabbed it with the Force, its grasp grew tighter, stretching her arm out straight, pulling so hard that she feared her shoulder would pop out of its joint. Vistara tried to blink her vision clear and succeeded only in coating her eyes with resin and making them sting even worse. She pulled her other arm from its sling and began to inch her hand toward her parang, trying to move slowly enough to avoid triggering another attack. Something woody and sinuous slid up the inside of her arm and began to apply pressure in the opposite direction. Vistara's heart began to hammer inside her chest, her breath coming in short gasps of panic. Another vine slithered up her leg, then twisted itself around her torso and began to squeeze. Her thoughts began to whirl through her mind in a wild cyclone of anger and terror. After surviving so much on this world, attacks by carnivorous plants, Avaloth's manipulations, being marooned with no hope of rescue, the thought of returning to it had filled Vistara's heart with dread. But she had returned, because Lord Talon had commanded it. And here she was again, blind and bound, about to become dinner for a tree.
I really hate this planet.